Charlotte or whatever. I generally try to take good care of myself.
So those baby wipes are working?
The baby wipes are working.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to Beer Talk Radio. I'm your host, Jenny, the Queen of Beers. And I have the King of Liberty in the car with me. It looks like, Jenny's a very thoughtful, empathetic person, and Jenny has a heart for veterans, and Jenny picked up a stray. But he's not a stray. He's not a stray. Don't let the appearance fool you. This is a good man. Mr. Liberty, welcome. And I don't know. I just.
I have Save the Children and the Wars and Veteran in Distress. I have a few other signs and hashtags that go with it. I don't think I had those out, but Black Lives Matter. I won't say the other ones. You'd probably have to. They're swearing. Rope with me, string. I've got a medical kit. I do. I'm going to have to get back to doing what I doesn't care for me. And I don't want to go back to that.
Wait, I didn't pick the papers yet, remember? Oh. You took them all out, then you put them all back. I was going to comment, we're about to roll a joint, and Mr. Liberty here has three kinds. He's got the raw. Curved papers. I didn't know those existed. The slow burn Toki Token. Oh my god! And it's got what's this guy's name? Cheech Chong. That's Chong.
That's Tommy Chong.
That's Tommy Chong. That's Tommy Chong. Oh my god. I'm gonna go with the Tommy Chong. And we have some amazing beers here with us. We're going to backpedal and get to how we met, but first I want to tell you what we're drinking. So I've got the Seven Stills Brewery and Distillery Hype Can Series Release number 052 Double Kettle Sour Ale with Mojito Mint and Lime Juice, proudly independent. This is actually right around the corner from my job, and I really do think it tastes like a mojito, so I'm quite impressed, but it's not overly sour. And most kettle sours are excruciatingly sour, especially a double kettle. And it's actually quite palatable without being too sweet. So, Liberty, what did you get?
I got a Drake's Brewing Company IPA. They're based out of San Leandro.
Which is where we are now.
And it is a 1 pint, 6 fluid ounces, very tasty. Was a bitter, very,
IBUs?
Very, yeah. What is that?
The hop.
Yeah, it's got a really strong, flavorful, and it's fabulous.
It's local.
Yes, I'll have another one at some point, for sure.
Right on, right on. So.
Oh, in Vegas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I lived there for 2 years. Anyhow, yes. So I got something special. I have been looking for this bottle for like a year now. I saw it on Instagram. Somebody posted this bottle and I've wanted it ever since. So there is going to be a chug video. I'm saving this for later. Special occasion. There's going to be a chug video for this bottle. It is the High Water Brewing Company Black and Blueberry Sour Ale brewed with natural flavors aged in wine barrels. And it's from Lodi, California. Oh, I'm sorry, not Lodi, San Jose, 6%. And you are going to get a very, very, very cool Kenny Wayne Shepherd chug video from this bottle. So be watching for it. It is coming soon. Liberty. Yes. All right. I'd like to tell everyone how we met and why you're in this car. Smoking weed and drinking amazing craft beers with me looking at the water. Liberty. Okay, so I don't usually drive home, but I had the car today from work. And I saw you in the median as I was coming home. You are proudly a nomad.
Yes, Nomad Chapter Zero with Veterans for Peace.
My phone, and I never had this problem. You were standing there with your sign. What did your sign say?
Veteran in Distress, and I have another one that says Save the Children and the Wars. There's a couple other ones. One says Food for Family, and Kind Acts Matter.
My fucking My roommate, she just like can't stand having anyone in the house.
Really?
Oh God, no. And she has cameras now. Anyhow, so I saw you. Yeah, she's one of those. I saw you, and I wasn't gonna give you any money. I just was gonna like maybe try to make eye contact with you. I was gonna give you a snack because I had just gone shopping today, and I gave you some weed. I asked if you needed some. You said, yeah, I gave you some weed. And then I drove home after I had turned the corner, and I just sat there and I sat there and I sat there and I sat there, and I just couldn't go into the house. And I was really pissed off about the day and something that had happened and drama, but something just said, go back and talk to that guy. And I, like 10 minutes later, I drove back, I yelled you over. And you walked over to the car. What did you think?
I thought there's a variety of things that, I mean, you gave me the weed and you were so nice. I figured maybe you wanted to talk and hear a little more about my story. And usually that's as far as it goes. A lot of people, you know, just want to hear a little bit about it and maybe flip you some cash or buy you a meal. But from there, I mean, just what you just said is really, I'm holding back tears because this is amazing. This is an amazing day. I'm sorry, I lost a train of thought. I'm so overwhelmed. And walking over, I thought, okay, here's an opportunity to talk to a nice, beautiful woman that wants to know a little more about me. And as a social person, I was ecstatic about it. I mean, I tried not to show that I was in tears and lonely and, sorry.
It's okay.
I'm gonna cry. My friend Pirate Mike, was quite an inspiration, a fellow veteran.
It's like the sensitivity on the screen. Go ahead. Fellow veteran.
My friend Pirate Mike, Stephen Michael Clift, a fellow veteran who I met during the Occupy movement, was such an inspiration, a mentor to me. Unfortunately, he lost his life when he was hit by a car trying to deliver a flag to a veteran family as we represented him. Marching for the awareness of the 22 veteran suicides a day. Jacob George, who was also doing the same thing, a Midwestern farmer that went over to Afghanistan to kill farmers, came back to America, threw his medals back at Washington, and was riding his bicycle, same as us, out on the roads, playing his banjo, singing songs about the traumas and things like that, and trying to make an awareness that we're out here and we're, you know, some of us are forgotten. And
I didn't forget you.
No, you didn't. And there's a lot of people that do remember us, but it is trying out here. And I am very emotional today. And this is such a blessing to be able to hang out with a good person. My new friend Jenny is awesome. She said she was going to, I'm king today, and I feel like a king. I'm still distraught, but this is fun. I like sharing this information. I like free information, and I like humanity. I'm babbling.
No, but you know what? I was a little hard on you today because, I mean, like, how many times have I insulted you already? I mean, I said, I hate Occupy people. I hate Occupy Wall Street. I hate homeless people.
I'm pretty easy.
But here we are.
I'm pretty easy going. You can, your opinions or whoever's opinions of other people or things, you can hate on whatever you want. Hate is a terrible feeling, and I feel it right now, and it's actually going away.
Good.
Thanks to you.
Good.
And the
beer.
And the beer and the weed.
Drake's.
And this,
Sour Diesel.
this beautiful view,
it
looking
is
out
gorgeous.
Across the water. I can see San Francisco.
Airport, everything.
Yeah, and we get to watch planes coming in.
The ducks are here.
And I was saying, I lost train of thought again.
I'm sorry.
I'm a little punchy. It's been trying, and so trying to stay on point and on topic. I love doing interviews. I love taking pictures, and this is really fun.
You know, earlier you were showing me some YouTube videos. You said you you do some photography for the activism stuff, and you showed me some you showed me a cool video that you made. So I say in the show notes, you should give me the link to that video so we can show everybody else your photography.
Sure, that would be great.
What's the name of your YouTube channel?
It's Occupy SF TV, and to Google or to search out the video that I showed you, it would be hashtag poor tour.
Cool.
What are they called?
All right, what are you talking about? Riots? Okay, so, all right, let me preface. Let me let everyone know. So, I was talking to Liberty about his backpack because he keeps just pulling shit out. Like, he has rope. He has REI, what are they called? The ready-to-eat meal kits. He's got lidocaine patches. He's got a weed grinder. He's got water tablets. And I'm like, what the fuck are we in? Are we in like fucking zombie land? What's going on here? And then what did you say next about riot gear?
As a activist, a protester on the front lines, if you remember Occupy, you remember that there were people that were injured severely, some of them being veterans. By the police, and as an activist, you can do a lot of things out there. First of all, expressing your First Amendment, but I'm a life saver, not a life taker, so I practice street medic. And with the gear that I've been given to be a street medic, you need to have the medical tools, but you also have to have goggles. You have to have a breathing apparatus, things like that, which I'm still short on a couple things if there's tear gas or whatnot. But the police are a militant force out here in America, and weapons of war don't belong on the streets of America. Disarm the police, and, you know, if you're going to disarm everybody else. But our Second Amendment, as a veteran, you know, I mean, it's very complicated. I don't like guns, but I do.
Well, I'm a Glock 19 type of girl.
Oh, I'm a sniper, so I'll take a sidearm for backup, but I prefer like a 30-06.
So Liberty said the funniest shit. I could not stop laughing.
You're gonna have to back up. I
know.
You have to throw it back in my head.
Because I said, you know, looking at his life, he was telling me some stuff. Okay. He was giving me some classified information, which I will not repeat. Okay. And
I don't remember that you threw
you, it. He said, white people treat me worse than anybody else.
Yes. You want to know something else? People of color treated me the best.
Ain't that, I mean, it's ironic. Everybody says everybody hates each other, but I don't see it.
And to be honest, women have been the number one contributors to my survival out here on the streets. And I have had a variety of different sects of people come at me and be very open-hearted, open-handed, and open wallet. Muslims, Sikhs.
Really?
Absolutely. But for the most part, it's usually women and families, hence possibly drawing them in by the Save the Children and the Wars, which if we can't start using our mouths and we can communicate across the world in every language, why are we still dropping bombs and shooting each other?
You said one time you saw a kid ask his parent in the car for some money to give to you. How do moments like that help you get through it?
Well, tears is it gets me through it. I'm so thankful that there are people out there. And actually, sometimes the kids, you see them notice.
I do this all day long.
You see them notice you.
Yes, I see the children notice me and they'll inquire into the parents, and the parents will look at me and they'll see the signs. And sometimes you just watch the interactions. It's watching you out there, the people driving up and down the streets, and seeing the interactions from not just the signs, but the way they react, even not seeing me, because there are a lot of people that I'm just invisible. The reactions are absolutely amazing. You are my TV. And the children will notice me. The parents will give them a dollar, or even, you'd be surprised, fives, tens, and even 20s have been handed to me by children that the parents didn't want to roll down their window, but they wanted their children to learn the value of giving or whatever. But you could see that, I mean, there's a complete interaction, and the parents don't want to talk to me, but they're, I don't know why the interaction is like that. And I've expanded on it to try to get them to roll down their window. I'm a social person, and I like to talk to people. It's kind of lonely out here, and I really mean what I say. Save the children and the wars. We need to start working on getting along. And like Jenny said, there is a lot of love out there, and things are changing. There's a lot of hate in the world, but there's a lot of love.
Oh. So, we didn't talk about the other bottle that I got for Liberty, and it is the...
It's an Anderson Valley from Boonville, California, bourbon barrel stout. Malt beverage aged in wild turkey bourbon barrels by Ball Horman since 1987.
This is one of my favorite breweries. They are no longer on my top 10, but they would definitely be number 11. And they make the Anderson Valley makes the Amber Boont, and that is one of my favorites. And this is kind of crazy because when we went into the craft beer store, it was literally, you told me you felt like you were what?
A kid in a candy store, or it was Christmas. I don't remember, but I was having so much fun. It's like a psychedelic beer show. If you go in there on acid, you'll probably walk out with all the beer.
So he ended up picking this bottle, and I didn't say anything. I just was like, yeah, let's, you know, chill in here. This is like the library of beer. You know, we're going to look around. It's all good. This is a nice hearty beer that he picked, and it's kind of special to me. And this is like a weird way that like I have this connection with Liberty. I bought this bottle as a gift from my father about 6 years ago, and he never opened it. He still has it to this day. And I didn't say nothing to Liberty. I let him pick whatever he wanted. I showed him where the fruit beers were. I showed him where the IPAs were. I showed him where the pizza port was. I showed him to look out for Oscar Blues. You know, I was like, you know, Almanac has all the fruit beers, like, you know. And he just picked this one, and he said he wanted it for dinner. And I think it's definitely going to be filling.
Yeah, it looks good. Here, check it out. I'm gonna pop the top right now.
Look at you with the sound effects.
Taste it. Oh, wow.
Right?
Wow.
Are you sitting by the fire or what?
I think I just had an orgasm.
Oh, my God. Well, enjoy it. I told you you were the king for the day.
Well, I like I said before, you've treated me so well, and this is, I feel like a king, and has one of the most amazing days I'll never forget. And I'm so happy to meet a new friend and kindred spirits, I guess. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more, and you'll get to hear more.
How can everybody find you, Liberty?
Excuse me, I'm drinking beer.
You're drinking bourbon barrel stout with wild turkey bourbon barrels. You are in heaven right now.
Yeah, and I'm rethinking this. I was hungry, and the first beer went down so well that IPA... I might be drunk when I finish drinking this too, right away into the sunset. But I'll be warm and full.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. So you have a YouTube channel. Could you repeat what that was?
Yes. Occupy SF TV on YouTube. I also have a website linked. All of my websites, my Twitter, Facebook, all of that are interlinked on each of the sites. So, and I also have a YouTube station that has archives of Occupy and travels the resistance against the police or fascism, and also some wild adventures and just some little stories. There's live stream, Ustream, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. And I want to mention my friend's website, which I helped build. It's Occupy Veterans San Francisco. I haven't done any work on it since his demise, and it's kind of an archive that I don't know if I'll ever work on again. And I have another one, Independent Citizen Media. It's .weebly.com for both of those, because I can't afford to pay for a .com. So if
any of you out there in the Silicon Valley would like to sponsor Liberty with a website, please send me an email at jenny@beertalkradio.net. Well, Liberty, it has been a pleasure. We're just going to do our thing for a while. You know, we're just going to chill, Liberty. So thanks for being on the show. Thanks for being open to me. Thanks for not like getting weird or like freaked out when I asked you to come over and talk to me. And this has been a hell of a lot of fun, and I definitely feel a lot calmer from the day having listened to your stories, and it was amazing meeting you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, and you kind of scared me. I was like...
Here's this crazy bitch in a van with a fucking tattoo of a fucking... knife on her arm saying, come get in the car.
Well, I was, you know, I mean,
unmarked white van. Does it get any more serial killer than that?
Yeah, she said, go ahead, you know, there should be enough room for you to put all your stuff in. And yeah, it's big enough for, yeah, me and all my stuff and maybe a couple extra bodies. I meant live bodies.
Okay. You know, I did get a nickname of Dexter at one of my jobs. Yeah. I'll just leave that one alone.